The current was pulling us back, but we somehow made it to the sub. There were about four of us holding to the side of the sub while the rest of them got Lentz up and carried him up to the conning tower and down the hatch. I was straining to hold the rubber boat. The sub was going, and you were trying to hold the rubber boat close to the sub, and all of a sudden, the sub started going, "It's diving." And here I'm still out there in the boat. I looked up, and I'm the only guy holding the rubber boat. I heard a guy in the conning tower yell, "Get your ass up here, we're going down." I said, "Holy shit." I never swore before I got in the Corps, and I haven't stopped since. I dove down the hatch, and somebody caught me. They were diving because a plane was approaching. My thoughts are on Macon quite frequently. My squad had the nickname the Flying Wedge. Macon means a lot to me because I lost five men from the squad. They were killed or beheaded. I think about these guys. I remember Gaston, Larson, Nodland, and the others. But Bud Nodland really gets to me. He was only 17 at the time and was going to be married when he got back. Over the past year, I've been in contact with his fiancée. In August, I'm going to be a pallbearer when they reinter some of the men at Arlington. I'm glad they're finally coming home. Dean Winters, 2nd Raider Battalion. Dodging frequent air raids, Colonel Evans Carlson and the remaining men on Macon contacted the submarines at night by flashlight, signaling them to move to the calmer waters off the island's lagoon. To make the journey to the subs, the men lashed four rubber boats to a wooden outrigger canoe dubbed Lamb's Ark and paddled all night to the waiting submarines. Dean Winters relives the experience. I got back to the beach and somebody was shooting at me. I crawled in these bushes and the firing stopped. There wasn't much I could do, so I went to sleep. The next morning I was awoken by giggling women. I got away from them and knelt down and prayed. I was over 2,000 miles away from America and felt helpless. As soon as I finished praying, there was a native standing in the coconut tree, and he motioned for me to sit down. He came down out of the tree and made me understand that he was going to help me, and then he was gone. I went and hid. I wasn't sure if he was going to turn me in or what. So he came and handed me three hand grenades and a pair of Japanese skivvy shorts and a coconut shell full of some kind of juice. I don't know what it was, but it tasted pretty good. It lit me up. I hadn't eaten or drank anything since we were on the sub. The shorts were ripped in the front and back, so I was exposed again, but I was able to attach the grenades to the waistband.